This is FM 100.5 and 101.9. AM 1450, Rutherford County's place to talk. WGNS, Murfreesboro, your good neighbor station. Stand by, Murfreesboro. The WGNS Action Line continues a search for truth.
I know you're out there somewhere.
Good morning to you. Welcome into the Action Line from WGNS. This morning we're talking about the March of Dimes for Babies Walk. And that's going to be this Sunday. That's right, this Sunday. Over at Middle Tennessee Medical Center, the registration is at 1 o'clock. 1 o'clock Sunday right there in front of the DePaul office building. And the walk starts at 2 o'clock this Sunday. The community director, Meredith Hendrickson, is with us this morning. Meredith, pull up that microphone real close. Let it be your good buddy for the next 40 or so minutes. How are you doing today?
Just great. Thanks for having me here today.
Good to have you here. Tell us about the March of Dimes for Babies Walk. What is it all about?
Okay. Well, the walk is our signature fundraising event. And in Rutherford County, their walk goal is $130,000 this year that we're trying to raise. The mission of the March of Dimes is to prevent infant mortality, premature birth, and birth defects. And so the money that we raise through the March for Babies event goes toward that mission by way of research, education, and grants that we fund in the public.
Wow. And I think people don't realize how many premature births there are. I've experienced one in our family this year. My daughter, her daughter, was born at 24 months, and she just celebrated her first birthday on April 1st and is doing phenomenal. Just a normal child in every aspect, thanks to some wonderful medical work by physicians. I tell you, it's a miracle what is able to be done these days. And I guess really the March of Dimes are helping to do all the research that makes this possible.
Absolutely. The March of Dimes began back in 1938 when the polio was rampant, and that was what actually started with the March of Dimes. Money dimes were actually sent to the White House. FDR was the one that spearheaded that, and in turn that created the Salk vaccine, which eradicated polio. Then in the 60s, President Kennedy, some people may or may not know, but he actually had a third child, Patrick. And Patrick was born at 35 weeks, and his lungs weren't fully developed. And so President Kennedy tried to find a way to save his son, and at that time there wasn't a way to do it. And he actually suffocated, only living a couple of days. So at that time, the March of Dimes really shifted focus and really started working also on the epidemic of premature birth. And the research from that spawned surfactant therapy, which is what we give, not we, but the physicians, like you said, give to babies to help their lungs to be able to expand and contract when they're born so they can breathe. And so now a baby born, as you said, your daughter's baby was born at 24 weeks. A baby born at 35 weeks has a much, much better rate of survival and success when you can think in terms of a 24-week baby is thriving and has success. And that's how far we've come.
Oh, it's amazing. I'm sitting here listening to what you're saying, how the March of Dimes got started. Back in the 50s, when polio was rampant, and that affected mostly children. In fact, I think it was originally called infantile paralysis.
Absolutely.
Kids would live in iron lungs for all of their lives, and I think the one who lived the longest just recently died in Jackson, Tennessee.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Just in the past few years. So that would, from the 50s, and they had to live in an iron lung. People, that was the dread disease.
Right. And, in reading about it, obviously that was before my time, but, you know, people were afraid to let their children play outside or go to, you know, public swimming pools or, you know, all kinds of things because the fear was so rampant that you were going to catch this dreaded disease.
And yet through research, that disease basically has been eliminated. I think there are only three countries left in the world, and there are just a handful of cases in those three countries.
You can, we're one of the few countries where, that can say it's totally eradicated. There are still the possibility in other countries, but yes, you're right. There's just a few countries where we actually see cases pop up, absolutely.
So if you can eliminate polio, it stands to reason, and it looks like we're going in that direction, that we can eliminate some of the problems that come along with premature birth.
That's the goal. Right now, one in seven babies in Tennessee are born premature. That's a little bit worse than the national average. The national average is one in eight. So in Tennessee, we have that one in seven, but that's an improvement where we from where we've come in the past. And the bottom line with premature birth is there's still so much we don't know. It's fascinating to me that there's so much we do know in medicine these days, but you know there's just oftentimes just no explanation for why mom will just go into labor early. Sometimes we know, but a lot of times there's no explanation for it, and there's so much research that can still be done to explain that.
And there was no sign with my daughter. I mean, everything was going along well, and she was checking with her doctor on a regular basis. They did the ultrasounds and everything, told us it was going to be a little girl. And then suddenly, things changed. And it was just that quickly. I mean, just suddenly it changed. But thank goodness for the way science is nowadays. You had the technology, the knowledge, and the facilities to make little Eloise grow up and just be a little girl like everybody else.
Right.
Learning to walk and manipulate her grandparents in every way possible.
Absolutely. That's great.
So that's what the March of Dimes for Babies Walk this Sunday is all about. Now, you don't have to know somebody to be involved in this.
Absolutely not. We have, as I believe your daughter has a family team.
She does.
What we call those. And a lot of the family teams have what we call a mission connection. They've had a preemie. They have a child with a birth defect or maybe even have lost a child. And those people oftentimes just want to do something. And so they walk. But we also have plenty of families that walk with us just because it's a fun event. It's a great cause. You know, it's a great thing to bring your family out to, bring your children out to, support the community. And then we also have lots of companies that participate with us because the March of Dimes is a well-known organization. It's a great company to be partnered with, organization to be partnered with. And so there are many, many people within these companies, obviously, that don't have a mission connection that just want to support the organization.
So people need to be at Middle Tennessee Medical Center about what time on Sunday?
We say registration starts at 1. I mean, you could come a little before or even a little after. We'll have lunch and activities for children, some mission activities, different things. Our sponsors all come out and set up tables and have little giveaways. And then we'll do a short program beginning about 1:45 where we'll just talk a little bit about the day and the mission, different things. The walk will actually, you know, start. People will leave out at 2. It's about a 2-mile route. Come back and then we'll give some awards out when everyone gets back for top fundraising teams, top individuals, a t-shirt contest, stroller decorating contest, different things that just really make it fun. So we try to do both, have the mission tied in, but then also make it a fun day of celebration.
How many people do you think will be there? Any clue?
We're hoping for about 600 this year. We had a little over 400 last year, but it rained almost right up until the start time. And then luckily the skies cleared just enough for our walkers to be able to go out and walk. But definitely that deters people from coming out oftentimes. So with the increase in teams and people that we have, and then just with the blessing of good weather, hopefully we'll have over 600 people.
Looking forward to that. And that is this Sunday right there at Middle Tennessee Medical Center. If you know where the DePaul building is, It's going to start right there in front of the DePaul building on Middle Tennessee Medical Center on the Medical Center Parkway. 1 o'clock for the registration, and the walk begins at 2 o'clock. We're going to listen to some words from some fine folks who are making our broadcast possible this morning, and then we'll continue the conversation. In fact, we'll open up the phone lines. If you have a comment about the March of Dimes for Babies Walk, maybe you have a premature baby in your family and would like to share some thoughts on that, give us a call. 893-1450 is our phone number. 893-1450. That phone line is open right now. 893-1450. Meredith Hendrickson is our guest this morning. She's the community director of the March of Dimes for Babies Walk, and that will be this Sunday. Stay with us. We'll be back in just a moment.
Swap your ride today at Ford of Murfreesboro. Get a 2012 Ford Flex and get up to $3,650 cash back through April 30th. Price excludes tax, title, and registration and $499 dealer fee. Or you can finance a Ford Flex for 0% APR for 60 months. Visit Ford of Murfreesboro today on Broad at the intersection of Northfield Boulevard. Online at fordofmurfreesboro.com.
Hello, this is Lisa Halliburton from Bell Jewelers. Looking for a new look? Update your gemstones by letting us remount your jewels into a new style. White gold, yellow gold, vintage, modern. Let Bell Jewelers help you design a special piece with your old gemstones, or let our award-winning jeweler, Bob Lanier, custom make a fabulous piece just for you.
Visit Bell Jewelers on Broad across from Toots.
Good Neighbor Talk is your island of logical thinking and a world of radical ideas. Tell your friends about WGNS Murfreesboro.
Play it again, sports!
Your baseball and softball headquarters.
Whether it's bats, gloves, pants, or training aids, we've got a great selection to get you on the diamond this summer. Name brands like Easton, Louisville Slugger, and Worth. But at Played Again Sports Prices, we're on Thompson Lane.
Let's check on that Murfreesboro traffic right now here on WGNS. Traffic where you keep informed and know some of the hot spots, areas that you may need to avoid. Randy, how's it going out there?
Good morning. Still clearing the accident North Rutherford Boulevard at Las Casas Pike. Also, we've got lots of congestion still. Broad at Church, Broad at Memorial. Also, Old Fort Parkway at Chaffin, Old Fort Parkway at Kaysen Lane, I-24 at 96, I-24 at 231. All still with lots of congestion for our Friday morning commuters. I-24, as you make your way into Midtown, lots of congestion around the Old Hickory Boulevard exit. Save now, save big. Save now, save big, 50% off auto glass. Trust America's auto glass specialist, Glassmasters, for fast, friendly, and professional service. Call 248-5570. I'm Randy O'Brien with traffic on WGNS.
Thank you, Randy. What about that Murfreesboro weather? Brought to you by First National Bank of Murfreesboro.
We have a slight chance for showers and thunderstorms developing this afternoon. Partly sunny skies, a high in the mid-80s. Tonight, a slight chance for showers and storms, low of 67. I'm WGNS meteorologist Andy Fallhuber. Right now, 72.
This is Frieda Morgan at First National Bank of Murfreesboro. We still offer checking that comes with a free check card. There's no balance requirement, and you can write all the checks you need to. First National Bank of Murfreesboro. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
The GNS in our call stands for Good Neighbor Station. That's been our objective since 1947. Good Neighbor Talk on WGNS Murfreesboro.
Welcome back. Our number is 893-1450. If you have a question or a comment today, or if you have a thought you'd like to share with us about a premature birth in your family, or if you know of one from a friend, how's it going? 893-1450 is our phone number. And we're talking in part today about the March of Dimes for Babies Walk. The March of Dimes for Babies Walk, which is this Sunday over at Middle Tennessee Medical Center. Starts with the registration at 1 o'clock Sunday, and the walk is at 2 o'clock. Visiting with us is our community director for this program, Meredith Hendrickson. And Meredith, you've been involved in this for a while, and you've talked with other families who have had premature children. Tell us some of the stories that you've encountered that they have told you in relation to the March of Dimes.
Sure, absolutely. One of the best stories, I mean, they're all great stories, and that's part of why I love my job. But we have a lady that works with us, with our family teams, and she actually has the smallest surviving baby in the state of Tennessee ever. And I believe I'm correct in saying it's like she was about the sixth smallest in the country.
Mm-hmm.
She was 13 ounces when she was born, which is, if you think about a can of Coke, it's 12 ounces plus about the weight of the can, it's about 13 ounces. So that's how small her daughter was. And she's now thriving. She's will be four. She's 2 weeks younger than my son. And so it's interesting. She, you know, bops around and runs around. Still has to do a lot of therapy. Has some special medicine she has to take and different things. And she's still small. But she's here and she's thriving. And it's amazing to see her. And her mom, like I say, works with us during March for baby season and does fundraising herself. Is a great has a great family team and is a great mission story for us.
Well, now, when a child is born prematurely, for example, what is their real birthday? I know that's a strange question to ask, but is it the day they're born or is it the day that they should have been born?
A lot of moms keep up with both, and they do that also for tracking purposes and different things that you do with your, you know, your OBGYN. You still celebrate the birthday on the day that they're born, just like everyone else, but it's kind of just to say, to be able to, like say, keep up with. I think most moms call it an adjusted birthday, because if you think about it, they're still supposed to be cooking. They're still supposed to be inside, you know, during that time. And so that's why a lot of the physicians look at that based on lung development, eye development, their growth, those kinds of things to really kind of track. But if they had been born on time, you know, 4 months later, you know, what that would look like. And so it's a way to just kind of keep track of those things.
I think people can't imagine how tiny these babies are. I know when Eloise was born, which was April 1st a year ago, she was so tiny that Matthew, the father, would take his wedding ring. We'd make some pictures of this, and you could put her whole foot through the wedding ring, her arm, you know, whatever.
Right.
Teeny tiny. Of course, you thank goodness you can't do that now.
Right.
But it was a long time.
And we see those pictures a lot because even the parents can't believe how small they are. And, you know, and then, you, like you say, you look back at that even when they're 6 months old and you just think, I can't believe how far we've come already from how small they were.
And the nurses were the ones who suggested those pictures because we never would have thought of them. But it's amazing how tiny these little children are, and how everything has to be quiet and dark. But you realize they're trying to, I guess, make it similar to being in the womb.
Well, that and preemie babies, obviously their weight is very low. And so a baby that small, they burn calories just trying to stay warm, you know, and they can lose weight if they're not warm enough because literally just breathing and trying to keep their body temperature up will cause them to lose weight because they're so small. And then, you know, I don't know if at 24 weeks how your granddaughter was, but some children born at that time, their eyes aren't open yet. They're like kittens because they're in the womb. You know, there comes a week if you're reading a week-by-week book and say, oh, your baby's eyes are open this week. Well, if you have the baby before that time, your baby's born and they can't open their eyes. So another reason that you would want to keep it dark, and they have little blindfolds even that they'll put on them and different things. So, and all of that that we now know obviously has had to come from research that, you know, initially people wouldn't know what to do with those babies because after the surfactant therapy, as an example, and we were able to help the babies breathe, well, then it was kind of like, well, what do we do next with them? You know, now that we can keep them breathing and alive, you know, what do we do next? How do we keep them warm? What is the best way? Should, you know, often the very small babies, you can't touch them. They don't want you to take them out of the isolates and touch them because their skin is so fragile, it will literally tear. It's like wet tissue paper almost, if you can imagine that. And so, but it took time and research to learn and figure those things out, how to best treat these very small babies.
But even though you couldn't touch them, you still had to wash up. I mean, do a medical wash up.
Absolutely.
Before you would even go into the NICU.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was interesting. It was a learning experience. But I wouldn't encourage anybody.
No.
it's not one of those experiences. If you can avoid it, that is great. We talked about the birthday, the actual birth date versus what the birth date should be.
Yes.
Is there a period of time that down the road, a year, 2 years, whatever, that those two dates eventually get together and the child is at the right maturity for the chronological age?
In most cases, we, in talking to some pediatricians and our family team parents, by their second birthday is when most of the time things are caught back up. Now, of course, there are extreme cases. There's, you know, exceptions, different things. But on average, by about the second birthday, that's a good milestone for when you can really say that, you know, maybe they're caught back up or, you know, everything is as it should be by that time.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned talking with parents. Is there a support group for parents where they can get together? And I would imagine they share a lot of the same problems and don't realize it.
Sure. Through the March of Dimes, obviously a lot of our family teams, that's kind of what, you know, they really enjoy. We have activities throughout the year that are specifically just for our family teams to come, I want to say network, but that's not really the right word, have fellowship, to use the church term,
mm-hmm.
Really just to share that time with each other and share their stories with each other and have that time to be able to be together. The March of Dimes as a whole has a website called Share Your Story, where basically moms and dads are able to go on and read about other families and their experiences and what they've done, and then can also do that themselves. And we find that that's a very helpful thing for the parents, especially when, you know, during the time the baby's in the NICU. If you've lost a baby, that can also be very therapeutic to read about that. And a lot of times from that spawn groups that will, you know, get together outside of that.
Mm-hmm.
And then I know in Rutherford County specifically, for multiples, there's a group, the Rutherford County Mothers of Multiples Club, for those moms that have 2, 3, 4 babies at a time. Oftentimes those babies are born obviously early or very small and different, so a lot of those moms participate with us, and that's a great group that's here that I learned about through being in, you know, with the March of Dimes, because I had mine one at a time, so yeah. I wouldn't have known about the group otherwise.
But you know, it's the fear of the unknown, I think, not knowing what is going to happen next. You're at a time, one of the most exciting times in your life. You're expecting a child, and suddenly things are not happening exactly as you wished, but oftentimes it still will work out fine.
Absolutely.
And it's good to know somebody else who's gone through there and what's going to happen next.
Right, absolutely. And again, I, without having experienced it personally, but I hear so many stories, the moms oftentimes, when they have a preemie child, you know, look to themselves. What did I do? Well, it was my fault. And I think, you know, that's just our human instinct as mothers. And, you know, many, many times, like, say, there was nothing that the mother did, it, you know, at all. And it just happens, and it's out of your control. And so I think it is very good for those moms to be able to talk about that and share that. You know, and also for the moms, like say with children with birth defects and also that have lost a baby, you know, the outcome can be different, but that doesn't mean that those moms don't all have similar stories to share with each other and to learn from each other and lean on each other. And we help to try to facilitate that.
And this Sunday at the March of Dimes for Babies Walk, this will be a great opportunity to share stories. Perhaps you have had a premature baby or have a family member or a loved one who has had one. This is a great opportunity to get together and create an event that through this fundraiser can help research. And each year, each day really, something new, a new step forward is made to make the child's life more normal. And that's what we're all working for.
Yes.
So what time again? And then let's look at the location and all of that.
Okay. Well, let me first mention that if you would like to get involved, you can go to our website, marchforbabies.com, and sign up online, and you can still have a team. You can still fundraise. Even after the event on Sunday, we will, people always say, is it okay if I give you money, you know, the week after? Yes, we're a nonprofit fundraising organization. You can give me money anytime. We will find a place for it and find a way to make it work for us. So you can definitely still go online and do that, like I say, even after the event date. But then at the actual event on Sunday, registration at 1, a little program at 1:45. The walk will begin at 2, and that is at the MTMC DePaul Building parking lot area. And we just would love to have as many people come out as we could to support this great organization. Bring your children, bring a stroller, bring your dogs. We have a dog watering station along the route. Like I said, we have a stroller decorating contest. So, you know, bring whatever you'd like and come out.
And that is this Sunday.
Yes, sir.
Don't miss it. Very good. I really thank you for coming over and sharing this story with us today, all about the March of Dimes for Babies Walk this coming Sunday at Middle Tennessee Medical Center. And we'll see all of you over there. We're going to be over there and look forward to seeing you. Sure do thank you again, Meredith Hendrickson, visiting with us today. Meredith, have a super day.
Great, and thank you so much again for having me on.
More to come here on WGNS. Stay right here with us. We'll be checking the traffic and weather and much more as the morning progresses. Stay with us.
Heritage South Community Credit Union now has a new home, 839 West College Street near Jennings Tire.
This is Darlene Robinson, branch manager. I invite you to visit us soon and find out what your community's credit union is all about. We offer free debit cards and great checking, plus exceptional rates on loans and savings. You can join if you live, work, worship, or attend school in Rutherford, Bedford, or Marshall County.
Heritage South Community Credit Union, new offices at 839 West College Street near Jennings Tire. Federally insured by the NCUA.
Weather Eye.
We have a slight chance for showers and thunderstorms developing this afternoon. Partly sunny skies, a high in the mid-80s. Tonight, a slight chance for showers and storms, low of 67. I'm WGNS meteorologist Mandy Thaluber. Right now, 72.
Friends, if you haven't been to Bell Furniture, you've been spending too much on your furniture and not getting the quality. Bell Furniture has the Serta Leather Sectional. Regular $10.99, they have it for $7.49. They have some beautiful chaise lounges, too. And Perry Bell wanted me to tell you that everything at Bell Furniture is made in America. Bell Furniture, 1517 the New Nashville Highway, halfway between Murfreesboro and Smyrna.
Get your Good Neighbor events to us in writing 2 weeks before they occur. We'll put them on the radio and the internet. WGNS, Murfreesboro.
Strange things do happen in Murfreesboro. We're at the Lamp Gallery talking with Bill Patterson. What happened?
About 10:45 Wednesday morning, I was working in the back, and I heard this big crash, and I thought, well, a display had given way, and I came out and saw that the display hadn't given way, but the door had been broken through, the plate glass door, and there was a fawn, and it charged into the back of the store. A fella came in, saw what happened, and went into the back area of my workshop, and he did a little damage back there running through. Didn't really break much, but knocked stuff over, and then got him corralled in the bathroom. And then I called 911. This was a little bit beyond my expertise, what to do with a wild animal in your store. You know the old saying, Bart, you act like a deer in a lamp shop? That's where it came from. Anyway, he had cut himself pretty bad, and he just destroyed the bathroom. The plumbing fixtures cracked and bloody.
How big was this deer?
It wasn't big. I don't even know if it was a year. You know, they're still powerful bucks. And he was able to pretty much destroy that, and it bled all over the place. Of course, the police were here, and said it looked like a crime scene. And the Tennessee Wildlife Resources Agency came, and they had to put it down. It was badly injured.
But, oh, that's sad.
Yeah, but anyway, I get a new bathroom.
And that's all the damage?
Oddly enough. He charged back behind these glass shades over here. He could have done tremendous damage, but he just knocked over some hardback shades. I don't have enough for the deductible. Of course, the damage to the plate glass door and the bathroom. But as for the merchandise, nope, didn't break a thing.
And remember what Bill Patterson said.
Don't act like a deer in a lamp shop.
And that's it from the Lamp Gallery on North Maple Street. And I'm sort of scratching my head, a little bit puzzled on that. Do you think that, I don't know, do you think that this deer in the lamp shop story will become an urban legend that might be told generation to generation, sort of like the girl that swallowed the snake? You know, that's an urban legend here. It probably could be. The deer in the lamp shop. Wow. And to think Bill Patterson could become a superhero. They might do a movie out of it. You know, they might. You never know.
Don't act like a deer in a lamp shop.
Yeah. That's today, as you're out and about, try to work that thought into the conversation. Maybe a child is being rambunctious tonight over at the Jazz Fest on the Square, and you look at the child and you say to them,
don't act like a deer in a lamp shop.
Yeah, so there you go. Don't act like a deer in a lamp shop. That's where it came from, the Lamp Gallery. Right here in town on Wednesday, a deer got into the lamp shop. You never would have believed it. We'll be back and continue the conversation. Something else coming up in addition to Jazz Fest tonight and Jazz Fest tomorrow on the Square. The Tennessee Radio Hall of Fame is choosing Murfreesboro as the place to have their first induction ceremony, a big gala, tomorrow night at the Embassy Suites Hotel. And I understand that it's going to be on the level of like the Emmys and a really big deal. It's going to be tomorrow night at the Embassy Suites, and we'll be finding out more about that in just a moment. Stay with us.
Heritage South Community Credit Union now has a new home, 839 West College Street near Jennings Tire.
This is Darlene Robinson, branch manager. I invite you to visit us soon and find out what your community's credit union is all about. We offer free debit cards and great checking, plus exceptional rates on loans and savings. You can join if you live, work, worship, or attend school in Rutherford, Bedford, or Marshall County.
Heritage South Community Credit Union, new offices at 839 West College Street near Jennings Tire. Federally insured by the NCUA.
We have it here at the co-op. From gardening to gift to animal health products to your pet needs, we have it here at the co-op. Bugs are definitely going to be a problem this season, and we have anything you need as far as your lawn to use in your home and also for those animals.
And for mosquitoes, I understand you have bat boxes.
Bats eat a lot of mosquitoes because mosquitoes are going to be bad this year. This is Tina Fox at the Rutherford Farmers Co-op. Come and give us a visit.
They're on Middle Tennessee Boulevard just off South Church.
WGNS talks about all things local. It's Rutherford Issues with Brian Parrott. Weekday afternoons at 3 on Rutherford County's Place to Talk. WGNS AM/FM.
This Saturday is a special day, especially for those of you who grew up listening to radio. The Tennessee Radio Hall of Fame makes its debut, yes, in Murfreesboro, Tennessee, at the Embassy Suites Hotel, and you as a listener, are encouraged to be there. The master of ceremonies will be Teddy Bart, a name that I know all of you are familiar with and have listened to Teddy over the years. He's with us here this afternoon.
Good to be with you.
Good to have you here today. Radio changes a little bit in technology, but the love and feel of radio stays the same.
Well, it does. You know, people who start in radio always love radio best, and no matter what medium they go into, like myself, I did television and other things, it's always radio that draws you back, and there's a special culture about radio people, Bart, that I've always enjoyed, and that's one of the reasons why I'm excited about this first annual event for the Tennessee Radio Hall of Fame, because I'm going to have a chance, and other people are going to have a chance, to see some real legends and folks that they have grown up listening to on the radio and sort of enjoying some old-time stories that will be going on. So, and the awards to honor these people, that'll be especially significant.
Oh, very definitely. Earlier this week on WGNS, we had some excerpts from Hoss Allen, John R., some of these folks, hearing them back decades ago. And those legends are being honored this weekend, this Saturday night. Can people still get tickets?
Yes, they can. They can still get tickets at the Tennessee Broadcasters Association or by logging on to the website of the Tennessee Radio Hall of Fame. I think it's TennRadio, TENN Radio Hall of Fame.org. And it'll be a wonderful evening for folks. I think they're going to enjoy the spirit that this award ceremony is being given. You know, Middle Tennessee and Tennessee in general has always been a great radio market. Your station and others have kind of made it a place where people like myself have had an opportunity to do what they love. And on the radio stations that I have worked at in the past, I've always loved the people, the culture, as I say. And we have really spawned some outstanding people, and those folks will be honored Saturday night. I hate to mention some and leave out others, but folks like Ralph Emery and John Richburg, as you mentioned, people like Hoss Allen, and a fellow that means a lot to you and me is Bill Berry, who has really Bill has been a friend of mine for many years. And he's been kind of a go-to guy for a lot of us. When we had a problem, we always called Bill, and he seemed to have a solution.
I remember when our tower fell, April of 1991, blown over with a tornado that came through. I called Bill that morning, and it was a Sunday morning. And he was here within 45 minutes. He said, I knew you needed somebody to sort of give you some encouragement. This is a rough time to go through. Well, and he was here.
That's funny you said that, because for a time I owned WKDA in Nashville. And about 6 weeks after we got the license, my partner and I, it was a Sunday night, and I'll never forget it, and I got a call and from the FM station where the tower was located, and said, your tower has fallen. And there's no worse news than that in the radio business.
Oh, that's right.
I called Bill Berry, and gosh, he gave me all kinds of help. I knew nothing about the technology of the radio business. I knew how to talk a little bit, but that was it. And he was there with all sorts of help about who to call and what to do. And I'll never forget that kindness.
So he continues to help people over. That's a special type of person in radio.
It really is. And I have found that there are a lot of mentors in radio. Folks are eager to help. The world may have changed a little bit, Bart, as far as kindness and giving. But I have found in our business, there's still a spirit of wanting to share and wanting to help out. And if you hear of something, it's never been malicious. It's always been a spirit of generosity.
And I think, really, you've been involved in talk radio. We are. This is sort of an extension of I look at it as an opportunity to almost be like having a back fence. It's an electronic back fence where people can share information and get to know each other better. As you get to know each other better, your problems go away.
And I don't think that's ever going to change. I think that with all the technology and the ways of providing the sound to people, the idea of that back fence or that neighborhood will always continue. I and in fact, I think it'll probably be more than ever, because as I see the other day, I was having a cup of coffee and two young people were sitting in the coffee shop texting one another as they were sitting right next. I said, why don't you talk to one another? You know, I mean, you're with this special, but they're texting each other. Yeah. And I think that
something strange about that. Now, Teddy is a legend in radio. People have listened to you over the years. You've been unique. You have been talk radio before talk radio was popular. I mean, you were the forerunner. You were there on Push Button One with Pat Sajak, and you had somebody playing instead of playing musical interludes, you had somebody actually, a little band there playing.
Well, I was the host of the Waking Crew for many years on WSM. I took over for Dave Overton, who was a wonderful broadcaster. And when Dave retired from that show, I took that program over and loved that show. We had a band, two singers. When I tell people who have moved to Tennessee that there once existed in radio, a morning radio program with a 13-piece orchestra, two singers, a sports announcer, a newscast, and a kind of a sidekick, they say, well, when was that? Was that in the 1800s? But it was the Waking Crew, very popular, and I hosted that. And an afternoon, I urged at that time the people at National Life, an accident insurance company who owned WSM at that time, it doesn't exist, the insurance company anymore, urged them to let me try a talk show. And that was 1969. And they said, well, it's too dangerous. People might say things they shouldn't say on the radio. I said, well, there's a thing called a delay, and I'll try my best. So, yes, I did do the first talk show on WSM and hosted that for many years, and enjoyed every moment of it. And, of course, Teddy Bart's Roundtable, which was on for 20 years on WAMB and some other stations, was a lot of fun. So, yeah, I came up in this business admiring people, and they were my role models who used to do this before me. People like Arthur Godfrey and Peter Lind Hayes and Barry Gray and others who were icons in this business.
Oh, absolutely.
And I used to listen to the radio at night like some folks today listen to rock and roll or something. Mm-hmm. But my ear was peeled to those broadcasters who used to talk, the Eric Severides and the H.V. Kaltenborns and the Edward R. Murrows. And they were my heroes as I was a boy. Yeah. And I thought, boy, how great it would be to do what they do, to just talk on the radio. And the Lord blessed me and allowed me to do it.
I tell you, and that's what it is all about, Teddy. And that's what this weekend, tomorrow night, is going to be about, with the induction of the first group of people into the Tennessee Radio Hall of Fame. And thank goodness it's going to be here in Murfreesboro at the Embassy Suites Hotel. And you, Teddy Bart, you're going to be the master of ceremonies for that event. I'm going to be there, and hopefully a lot of our friends are going to be there too. That's over at the Embassy Suites tomorrow night.
It's Mustang Mania at Ford of Murfreesboro. Right now, you can drive a 2012 Ford Mustang with financing as low as 0% with approved credit. Rather have cash back? Get up to $3,500 back on the Mustang today. Price excludes tax, title, registration, and $499 dealer fee. Offer expires April 30th. Visit Ford of Murfreesboro today on Broad Street at the intersection of Northfield Boulevard and online at fordofmurfreesboro.com.
Brusco Brown. For 70 years, we've had one goal: to give you the very best in home comfort and value. The same way of thinking lives on today with Roscoe's son and grandson. And why we say there's a little bit of Roscoe in every job we do. Turn to the experts at Roscoe Brown for an energy-efficient carrier system with rebates, tax credits, and monthly payments as low as $199. Call 888-MY-ROSCOE.
Your friend since 1940, Roscoe Brown is who you trust.
This is Sheila at Ryan Flowers and Gifts, and flowers are a wonderful way to tell someone how you feel. Fresh cut, we have roses, we have other bright colored flowers, we have balloons, stuffed animals, box chocolates of South's Finest Chocolates, which are made in Tennessee. We have silk arrangements as well. We also do combos, like if you want bear and candy. This is Sheila from Ryan's Flowers and Gifts, located at 117 South Academy Street in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. Our phone number, 615-893-7134.
We have a slight chance for showers and thunderstorms developing this afternoon. Partly sunny skies, a high in the mid-80s. Tonight, a slight chance for showers and storms, low of 67. I'm WGNS meteorologist Mandy Fallhuber. Right now, 72.
That's pretty neat. 72 degrees on the Murfreesboro Square. That's what I call perfect temperatures. Well, here it is Friday, and Jazz Fest begins on the Murfreesboro Square tonight at 6 o'clock. Bring your lawn chairs to the historic square. Enjoy some great music. Talk with your neighbors. Jazz Fest tonight and tomorrow on the Murfreesboro Square, and it's all free. And there's a prayer breakfast in the morning at 9 o'clock at the Original Church of God over at 424 East Castle Street. 9 o'clock in the morning. And on this centennial year at MTSU, they're having two graduations tomorrow. One's at 9 in the morning and the other's at 2:30 in the afternoon. Both are at Murphy Center. And they're giving out their 100,000th diploma. That big graduation is tomorrow, and congratulations to the new Blue Raider alumni. And the Tennessee Walker Square Dance Club. They have fun tomorrow night at 7:30 at the St. Clair Street Senior Center. That's tomorrow night. And if you haven't heard, there is no Iris show this weekend. The annual Iris show over at SunTrust Bank had to be canceled this year because of the early bloom out of our state flower. Walk 100 miles on the Greenway between now and May of next year and get a certificate. Call the Parks and Recreation Department for more information. And those are Good Neighbor events.
May you never take one single breath for granted. God forbid love ever leave you empty-handed.
I tell you, I don't know where the time went, but we've had a ball visiting with you today. Going to be a great weekend ahead. Everything from Jazz Fest on the Murfreesboro Square, the induction of the new members, the first class of the Tennessee Radio Hall of Fame tomorrow night over at the Embassy Suites Hotel, MTSU graduation tomorrow. Man, it's going to be hard to decide what to try to attend and what not to. The Mother's March for Babies, the March of Dimes for Babies Walk, Sunday at Middle Tennessee Medical Center. We've talked about that this morning. So many things. Registrations at 1 o'clock Sunday, and the walk begins at 2 o'clock, and it goes to help premature babies. You have a great weekend. Get out there, mingle with everybody, and remember, don't act like a deer in a lamp gallery, a lamp shop, okay? Try to work that into the conversation. I'll see you on Monday, okay?